Here's your instant analysis of the Browns' 31-27 win over the Minnesota Vikings. At times today, it was ugly. Other times, it was exciting. There was drama. There was trickeration. And in the end, the Browns found a way to get the win as they scored their first touchdown of the second half on a 7-yard touchdown pass from Brian Hoyer to Jordan Cameron with only 51 seconds left to give them the 31-27 lead. And then the defense, which recorded 6 sacks today, would make that stand up as Desmond Bryant sacked Christian Ponder as time ran out to post that 31-27 win for the Browns and to give Rob Chudzinski his first ever win as a head coach in the National Football League. Brian Hoyer had an outstanding first half when he was 14 of 23 for 173 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. In the second half, he struggled somewhat, but when it mattered most, Hoyer was able to lead the Browns down the field and hook up with Cameron, who scored 3 touchdowns today for that game-winning score. Other heroes in today's game besides Hoyer and Cameron, how about Josh Gordon returning from that 2-game suspension? Gordon, 10 catches, 146 yards, 1 touchdown. He carried it once as well for 22 yards, and he opened up the field for the rest of the offense. He was a huge factor in today's win for the Cleveland Browns. We mentioned the defense recording sacks, 6 of them all together. Let's give credit to everybody who grabbed one of those sacks today. Barkevious Mingo, the rookie first rounder, gets his second sack of the season. We mentioned Bryant's big sack to end the game. Jabal Sheard had a sack before he got hurt. Hughes with a sack, Wynn with a sack, Phil Taylor with 6 sacks today by the Browns defense, and special teams, a big, big part of this victory today. A fake field goal, a fake punt. Spencer Lanning with an outstanding game. Not only did he punt it 5 times for a 46.8-yard average and 2 down inside the 20-yard line, he also held on extra points and field goals. He threw a touchdown pass on a fake field goal, and he had to kick the last extra point of the game, which was big, which made it a 4-point game because Billy Cundiff went down with an injury. So Spencer Lanning was a big, big part of this win today for the Cleveland Browns. I loved the aggressive style today from head coach Rob Chudzinski after a week of turmoil, after trading Trent Richardson and all the negativity that came with that. Whedon goes down and they named the number 3 quarterback as the starting quarterback over the number 2 quarterback. It was a crazy, crazy week, but the Browns came out even though they fell behind 7-0 in the first quarter on the first drive of the game by Minnesota. They rallied back to take a 24-17 lead at halftime, but in the second half, like they did in weeks 1 and 2, the Browns gave up that lead, but today found a way to get it done, to come back, to dig down deep and post the victory, and that's huge as they get win number 1 on the season and improve to 1-2 on the year. All right, let's look at some of your tweets that have come in. I love my twitches. You tweeted this right after the game to me, so we're going to answer some of your questions, react to some of your comments. The Dragon tweeted at me. You can follow him at Blade Rock. Rocco is his Twitter handle, at Blade Rocco. And the Dragon says, hell of a game to win, like the aggressive play calling. Amen to that. Going for the fake punt, going for the fake field goal on just a beautiful play. Even another time on 4th down and 4, too long for a field goal because of the injured kicker. They went for it. I like the aggressive play calling from Rob Chudzinski. I hope that continues throughout the rest of the season. Rob Ostrom. He hit me up at the Kenny Rhoda. He says, this poop sandwich doesn't taste as bad as usual. Wait a second. This isn't a poop sandwich. That's right. They didn't poop their pants. They got the job done today, Rob, picking up win number 1 on the season. Rich Burkholder says, they call him Spencer Manning in reference to the punter who threw that beautiful pass to Jordan Cameron on the fake field goal. Mike Krupa says, impressed he rallied the locker room in reference to Rob Chudzinski. Yes, great job by Rob Chudzinski and his staff to get the team ready to play this week after everything that went on. Again, there were ups and downs. At times, it was ugly today, but they did come away with the victory. So you do have to tip your cap to Rob Chudzinski, not only for picking up his first victory as a head coach in the NFL, but handling the week that was and coming away with the win. Also hear from Aaron Holmes. Great throw by Hoyer. Great catch by Cameron. Browns lead 31-27 with 51 seconds left. Holy cow. Yeah, it was exciting. And it was a great throw by Hoyer there in the corner of the end zone, facing pressure. And they had the mismatch. They found it. They went to the mismatch they wanted to go to. And Cameron made the catch, got the hat trick with his third touchdown of the game. What else do we have here? Here's one from 216 Chop. And you can follow him on Twitter at HeightsMark37. He hit me up at the Kenny Rota. He says, don't ban wagon ride now. I'm not bandwagon riding at all. I'm just giving credit where credit is due. When they play bad, I tell you they play bad, whether that's in the first quarter, second quarter, for the entire game. When I don't think they're going to have a good season, I'm going to tell you that. But when they do something well, when they get a win, I'm going to give them credit. That's not bandwagon riding. That's giving credit where credit is due. And Hoyer deserves credit for the job he did today. Campbell, Gordon, Chudzinski, I'm giving credit where credit is due. Big difference there, Heights Mark. And the last one we've got here from The Fighting Sheep, and you can follow them on Twitter at @fighting_sheep. He says, K, short for Kenny, please address in your post-game podcast why we disappear in the second half. Our team's making adjustments, and we aren't. Hashtag Browns, hashtag Roadman. It is a concern. It is a concern. The Browns have been outscored, I believe it's 41-10 in the second half. And maybe that's the inexperience of Rob Chudzinski as a head coach in the National Football League. Maybe the players just aren't performing as well in the second half. It's something they do have to look at moving forward. But having said all that, they had one drive that mattered today, and they converted on it. They made plays, scored their first touchdown of the second half, and they get their first win of the season. Again, the final 31-27. Next up for the Browns, they're at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. Should be an interesting matchup down along the lakeshore. That'll do it for this edition of Instant Analysis. Again, the final, Cleveland 31, Minnesota 27. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.